Hey guys, and welcome to the Beyond the Scale podcast. Sitting here with Chris and Corey. Hope everyone's well. Over Zoom tonight, how are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Been a relatively easygoing week so far, but that doesn't mean it's going to end that way. But I'm hoping I might get a full weekend off this weekend. We were supposed to be going walking a howl, but then somebody decided to go and book a sale for a tattoo. So
Get a French bulldog tattoo, because one pug on my leg just wasn't enough.
I used to be able to criticise your tattoos until I went and got an alphabet written on my chest. So. Oh, the joys. Good week.
Yeah, it's been all right. I go through peaks and troughs of getting sick of sitting in my room because I sleep here, I work here. Sometimes I'm a lunch here. I pretty much don't leave apart to go to the odd gym or run, which I fucking hate that just now as well.
Oh, mate, I love the gym. Let me just tell you about the gym.
So, weather and darkness, I'm still doing it, but it's put me off.
I hate it. I've started going to the gym at 5:30 in the morning with the missus, and I tell you something that makes life so... I think it's because you're still half asleep when you're getting ready, and then you're at the gym, so you're just there and you just get it and done with it. See, try to get to the gym, then it's just not for me. Like, I just have to go, first thing in the morning, and it's there, and it's done with.
Only time you see me up at 5:30 in the morning is if I'm up from the night before.
On a bender.
So, what did you make of that last weekend card? It was pretty... I felt sorry for the UFC after Lewis.
Blake. Yeah, Derek Lewis. It wasn't the best of cards in the first place, and then when that dropped to it, I think it kind of shut the bed a bit, didn't it?
It was probably one of the worst cards of the year.
Yeah, I mean, watching the fights, there was nothing really that exciting. But there was a few, same with most of the cards, though. It's like sometimes if you didn't hear a big name on a card, it goes one or two ways. Sometimes you just get a card that's absolutely brilliant and you absolutely love it, and then there's other times you watch it and it's just a bit of a snooze fest because you didn't really care very many fighters, and 9 times out of 10 if it goes to decision and whatnot. But I actually didn't mind this card. It's not been the worst card I've seen, put it that way.
I think they're struggling to fill them a bit as well, because they've had nearly one every weekend this year, especially during COVID, when players are dropping like flies. It must be tough.
Yeah. I think that must be the hardest part, is the actual fact of the fighters, like obviously coronavirus, you've got Darren Till and everybody like that. So I think that must be the hard thing, because you kind of try and build a card around a name, and then obviously when that name falls out, you didn't really have much of a backup or...
Yeah.
But they do have a hell of a lot of fighters on the roster, so you think that they wouldn't struggle for a card.
Yeah, imagine trying to fit 500 fighters, give them all the fights that they're promised on their contracts per year. It must have been tough. And Anthony Smith actually has fought loads of times this year. Not fought well at all this year, but apart from Saturday there, which he looked all right. He did what he was supposed to do, as he put at the end.
I wouldn't say that he fought well. To be fair, I think it was more Devin Clark beat himself rather than anything. You see him die, he kind of rushed in, bull rushed Anthony Smith, and he was kind of running away a wee bit, and then he just kind of, like, he managed to get him to the ground, and then Devin Clark, he shouldn't have been allowed him to control the rest of the way he did. It was, I don't know. I think obviously Devin Clark's mother-in-law died the week before, and I just think that probably mucked up his head a wee bit, so. I felt quite bad for him, but I feel as though you kind of jump back on an Anthony Smith bandwagon and gone like, oh, Kenny's back and he's got to be doing like really good and all the rest of it. There wasn't enough in that for me to be convinced that he's
I like his honesty at the end though, when he's like, oh, I just forgot what it feels like to win, actually. He's quite an honest dude.
Yeah, and he's got the best teeth in the game.
Asked the referee, had a handful of them at one point.
Pretty grim.
But other than that, there wasn't much on the card, to be honest. Miguel Baeza looked pretty good. He looks like he could be a prospect at welterweight.
Weird, he has a really high guard. Like, you watch him, it's like his hand is like really, really quite high. That was good. I enjoyed watching him. I really enjoyed the, actually, for the heavyweights, the Parker Porter fight. That was awesome. Like, for the two heavyweights to be swinging, absolutely swinging leather for the full 15 minutes. Like, they did not ease up at all. Like, I've seen blooming bantamweights with mere snooze fests.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually say that fight was probably better than that Miguel Baeza fight. I actually thought it was a better fight. Certainly better than the Spike Carlisle, but Aldrio fight.
Yeah, that Josh Parisian, he came off the contender series not far, so they're turning these guys around pretty quickly, to be honest. I think he fought maybe 6 weeks ago, contender series.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I seen the Spike Carlisle fight. I think Bill Aldrio was pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was. I think he knew who was fighting, type thing. Mm-hmm. He knew he would tire. I think Spike Carlisle, he was absolutely exhausted by the end of the first round, never mind the second or the third. So,
yeah, you kept asking his corner to shake him out.
Aye, until a lack of acid in all the muscles.
Yeah, so, yeah. I guess that's what happens when you carry about a frame like that and you're losing so much pounds to kind of make the weight.
Mm. He's really quite short as well, isn't he?
Mm.
So, I wasn't very impressed with him. I didn't normally watch too many female fights, but start to finish. But I definitely watched Rachel's fight there versus Gina Manzani, who's also coached by, what's his name? The one that's got the problem with Joaquin Buckley.
Krause.
No, James Krause. James Krause is a hell of a coach. Really, really good. You should, like, he's like, he doesn't go too vague. He can, he's only obviously only got a short period of time in which to speak. Mm-hmm. And he gives them like simple, straightforward instructions as they put today. But Rachel, absolute dime piece. She's like, half the time I was just watching her ass.
Said like a true creep. In that case, I might need to watch her back.
Oh, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. She just needs to open up an OnlyFans account.
Did you see that meme? It's like all the UFC stars looking at her OnlyFans. That was pretty
Derek
good.
Derek Lewis actually mentioned some of it in an interview that week.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I'll start an OnlyFoot account, and then I'll put photos of my feet up.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm trying to think who else looked good on the card. The Tibetan guy, Su Madajiri, he looked really good. He was so sharp. He's quite long as well, for 125 pounds, and he's 5'8".
That was a bit of a mismatch, though. I think that Malcolm Jordan didn't really want to be in there, did he? Yeah. I think he got tagged quite quick, and I think he was just like, oh, no, this is the man. And he just, because I was watching it, and when he went down, I didn't even see the punch. Like, and I kind of watched it. I was like, there didn't seem to be a punch in the space when he actually ended up going to the ground. But I think he just knew that it was, looked a fair day, maybe.
Did you just watch the boxing from the weekend where you had Tyson fight? It wasn't that fight. It was the Nate Robinson Jake Paul fight where he actually plummeted on his face.
He put him at gold, he did. He put him at gold.
Knockout.
I kind of thought it was going to be bullshit and wasn't that interested in watching them fight. I wanted to see the Tyson fight, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then when I watched it, I was like, fair enough. I mean, he didn't look great, or he'd certainly not a world beater. But I was like, fair play. I'm considering that's not really his job type thing. And
I respected it because they must have had a gentleman's agreement not to hit each other hard in the face. I think the body shot should be putting power on them.
Well, the Tyson. I was talking about the Jake Paul when he.
Okay. Yeah. I actually didn't mind it until the fact he called out Conor McGregor, and then it just got ridiculous. And they started shouting out about his newest CD single that he was releasing. I just thought, right. fucking get off.
It was one of the ones where I wasn't a fight card type thing. I've listened to a few interviews and they kind of say it's more like an entertainment factor than a enthusiastic sports, people that go to watch football go to watch football, people that tune in to watch MMA, but you weren't really tuning in to watch boxing there, you were tuning in to watch the entertainment factor it takes in.
Yep.
But I'll tell you something, when you watch Mike Tyson move, the way he was bobbing and weaving side to side, I tell you something, I was like, the boy, he's not what he was, clearly not, I mean, end of day, he's an old man, but I certainly wouldn't want to be in a ring with him. He was slapping and moving, and he was definitely pulling his punches as well. If he wanted to, he would have had Jones out. It was weird. Jones just basically wanted to kind of grab his gloves and whatnot, but it was what it was, as I say, it was an entertainment thing, not really a fight.
Totally.
It was cool to say that you've seen Tyson fight, I suppose, live, or again, an actual fight with Tyson's.
Yeah. So just looking at the card for this weekend, Jack Hermanson, did you watch the video of him on his Instagram where his manager phoned him up and said your fight's cancelled, and he was like, "Fuck, no," and then he was like fighting Vittori, he's like, okay, like 30 seconds
You can't feel bad for the boy, because this is his third opponent now, and each one of them's kind of been slightly different in what they bring to the table. And I mean, Vittori only 2 years ago went to decision with Adesanya.
Yeah, he's fought Adesanya the best out of anyone.
Yeah, and in 2 years, and was it a split decision? I think it might have been.
Yes, it was.
So split decision with Israel Adesanya. I mean, I didn't like this fight for Hermanson, to be honest with you.
No, and Hermanson's ranked fourth.
We watched Vittori, his last fight, it was at the Apex. Who was he fighting?
Carl Robertson. Carl Robertson missed weight and he was all pissed off. He comes into fights quite emotional and he can actually make quite a few mistakes on the back of that, but he is looking good. I think he's Italy's best chance of a UFC title anytime soon. And this is an all-European fight as well, so it does make it quite interesting.
You just think, if this wasn't the Corona times type thing, where would this card have potentially been held, which would have been a good card to go and see?
Yeah, totally.
Still hope that maybe next year they announce a UFC Italy.
Yeah, that would be good. Who do you think is going to take this fight?
I think Marvin will win it. I don't know if he's been, been training anyway. They all do keep in, obviously they're all training, but I think he's a beast. Jack Hermanson on the ground, he's a bit of a wizard, so you can never really count him out. Like you say, sometimes Marvin, he rushes in, gets a bit excited. So if he was to rush in when he's on the ground type thing, you never know, Jack Hermanson could put up a triangle or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm going to take Hermanson here. I think he'd be too good for him. He looked really good against Kelvin Gastelum. He got that heel hook. He fought Kelvin Gastelum, who's challenging for the title, and he's fighting number 13 next. So fair enough.
Take what you get, I suppose. You just hope it doesn't go the same for him as it did for Meatball Molly. Where it kind of ruined his chance for a title shot.
Did you see the blank look on my face there? I had no idea what you're talking about. Meatball Molly.
Yeah, she was supposed to fight Shevchenko, and then it fucked up because she fought Jennifer Maia instead.
Joanne Calderwood.
Oh, sorry. I always mix them two up for some weird reason. I think it's because we talk about meatballs with Molly quite a lot.
I was so fucking confused.
That podcast. Yeah. Moving on. Owen St. Guru.
We're going to start counting these. So, I don't really know Jamal. I've heard he's a big puncher. Against OSP, who looked good the last time out, actually.
Was Dana not slagging him off last time he fought?
Nah, I think he fought quite well. He got, he got like a head kick knockout last time he fought.
Was it? It was a slow fight, so was it not?
Like, they all are with OSP.
I know. I remember. Was it not? It was.
He fought Alonzo Menifield and beat him KO in the second round.
Yeah.
I think
sure
you might be thinking
sure
of.
It was really slow, but you've got to say you're right at all, I know.
But yeah, I don't know much about Jamal Hill, but based on other people's knowledge and other people's predictions, I'm going to take Jamal Hill. And you?
I'm just going to go OSP, seeing as I kind of was a fighter.
This is a name. Just looking down the card to see who else is on it. I've also had that Kevin Holland got taken from the card, actually. I love Kevin Holland. He's now fighting Jacare Souza.
Good fight for him, so.
Yeah, it is. You have
anything interesting? Keep that down.
That Nate Landwehr, he's one to watch out for. He's an animal. He just likes absolute bloodbaths. I watched him last time out against Dan Elkins, and they look really good.
He's gone against those Russians, or no?
Yes, an undefeated Russian as well, and Mosfar Evloev. Damn it, that was the one I should have got you to try and pronounce. So just on that note, Mosfar Evloev, who's he fighting?
Nate Landwehr.
Ah, damn it, you've been listening to so many other podcasts that have been talking about him.
Why, did you literally just say his name 3 times?
<Ta-da>. I didn't think you'd picked up. Fuck the job there.
Not really interested in
that. To be honest, man, John Volante's back. I think the UFC's websites must be mucked up because John Volante is the first fighter on the whole card. I'm sure earlier on he was the headline in the prelims.
Nah, doesn't really that interesting on there.
Nah, there's hardly any interest in there. Jimmy Flex looks good. I watched him in the Contender Series and he tried about 40 different submissions in the space of about 2 minutes, so I think he'll be one to watch out for. Damon Jackson's got a similar hairline to myself. Big up Damon Jackson. Speedo Recedo, my man. Jordan Levitt's a Contender Series guy as well. I think he's 7-0 and watched him quite recently. We've obviously got Lewis Smolka versus Jose Quinones. He was the guy that got put out by Sean O'Malley quite recently. So yeah. Not a great card, to be honest, apart from the main event that I'm actually quite interested in seeing.
But it's like I was saying earlier on, this could be one of these cards where you get absolute brilliant fights. You just never know.
Yeah, something else earlier. Do you enjoy it being of a week, or would you rather it was a bit of a break in between?
Nah, I was actually thinking this the other night. Tuesday night, I was sitting at the house and I was thinking to myself, how good would it be if there was like 2 UFCs on a week, or maybe not even like a UFC, but like another promotion that had just as good like production value. Because I quite like, I don't really watch very much TV or anything like that, so I quite like when I'm coming home and I meet my team, so I'm just spending on fights.
Yeah, you're too busy editing and having cold showers and being vegan, aren't you?
Just got me Wim Hof.
Just looking at other cards coming up. Davison Figueiredo versus Brandon Moreno cards looking pretty stacked. There's some big fights on there now.
I think
5 of them fights. I'm looking forward to
The Davison Figueiredo, he's a beast. He's an absolute beast. He's so strong. I think if Triple C had been in the division, I think he would have just ripped the belt off him as well.
Don't think so.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. I think he wasn't ranked. Because he moved up to light heavyweight, probably. Just try to look at other headlines. I noticed today that your man Khamzat Chimaev's fight with Leon Edwards has been pulled because Edwards tested positive for COVID-19.
Leon Edwards is literally the most unluckiest fighter
I know.
Can't get a fight for love nor money, and eventually he gets basically gained this absolute beast that's on a tear, and then he gets the Rona. So he's not going to get a fight this year, probably.
Mm-mm. We got rebooked for March, I heard. February, March.
It's just, honestly, you actually feel bad for him, don't you?
He's not a paycheck in 2 years.
That's crazy. And then his brothers in Bellator fighting, probably getting paid more money than him as well.
I'm trying to remember who Leon Edwards' last fight was against. I think it was against Rafael dos Anjos. But I'd actually be quite curious to how much he got paid for that fight, because that's had to last him nearly 2 years. Which is an insane amount of money. I'm just actually Googling it and I'll be able to find out in a second.
Thing is, you've also got to remember like the £68,000.
Dollars. Minus tax. Converted into pounds, you got about 40 grand. 30 grand.
So, does he get taxed in the States as well?
I think he gets taxed twice.
Then he's got taxed in the States, and then he's got taxed on that amount when he comes home as well. He'd be lucky if he's bloody. I'd be surprised if he's seen £40,000 of that.
Yeah.
So that's 20 grand. That's 20 grand a year.
Well, they do actually get quite a bump up on their pays. That's just what the UFC show here, but they actually give them a bit as well.
But still, I mean, bloody hell, you make more than that in a couple of weeks with the big sales that you make these days, eh, Corey?
Aye, I'll be right. I've had actually quite a good year work-wise.
All right, okay. Settle. Then you throw a bit in everybody's faces, eh?
How's furlough, Chris?
That's right. I didn't get to do it. I was raging. I was asking, please somebody furlough me. But no such luck. I'm just an essential worker, mate, unlike yourself, obviously.
I'm essential to the dog.
The backbone of this country, so I am.
Just looking at other stories. I watched a video earlier in Russia of a £529 man.
Seen this. £139
woman.
I seen this. This was classy with the bright red hair. The guy was frigging huge. He moved quite quick though when you seen him like trying to match her down across the ring.
Yeah.
But I'm not being funny, but when he was, did you watch the whole thing, yeah?
Yes, I did.
So then when he had her kind of press against the cage and his weight was on top of her, he couldn't get to the ground. How can he not get that lassie to the ground? I'm not being funny. If he put his weight on me like that, my knees would buckle.
Takedown defense, bro.
Nah, I reckon it was all set up for the fans.
I love the Russian things. I sometimes watch, there's like a 4-on-4 fight.
I love that. And then like as soon as you get your fighter out of there, you can help and basically start. And then that normally always ends up like the 4-on-1.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
I always think to myself, imagine if I was to do that with my pals, and I was like that, because they would all get a, like either tap or run really quick, and then I'd just be standing there getting my cunt kicked for the next 5 minutes until the ref put them off me.
What else? I've seen Dana is meeting Khabib out in Abu Dhabi. Do you think Khabib will fight again?
Nah, what this is for is Khabib's actually bought over a Russian fight promotion.
Eagle Promotions.
And no, it's already an established one.
I would just say there's a name for it.
All right, well, stop being silly, Corey. no, he's bought over a fight promotion, a Kazakhstanian one, and he's basically, I think the reason he's meeting up with Dana is so that it can be aired on Fight Pass.
I'm just seeing this.
Oh, is that a wee bit more info?
Gorilla Fight
Sources.
Gorilla Fight Promotion for £1 million, and he's going to rename it to Eagle Fight Championship.
So
actually it wasn't far away. But yeah, sounds quite possible. I'm quite looking forward to fights coming back to Abu Dhabi again.
But as for him doing much more, I think if he's got a fight, it'll be GSP. I don't think he's interested in fighting Conor ever again. Nope. He absolutely despises Conor, and I think he hates the idea of putting any money into Conor's bank. Not that Conor needs it, but I think he just hates having his name attached to Conor in any way, shape, or form.
When is the Connor Cup? 26th.
It's February, isn't it?
January, 26th of January, I'm sure. Yeah. It's after Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar.
Yeah, that'll be a good fight as well. Calvin Kattar, they were like pushing for that fight for ages as well.
Yeah, he's good, man. His hands are deadly. He's so quick, so accurate.
But do you ever, is there a fighter that you love anymore? Like, when they fight in the Ninth Island, Max Holloway?
Yeah, no.
Every place he fights is in Ninth Island. I definitely think he beat Volkanovski in his last fight.
There's so many fights like that just from the summer that I want to go back and watch, because they were coming so thick and fast. I've kind of forgot who fought who. Like, I was like, what happened in the Usman Masvidal fight? I went and watched it the other day. But same with Jose Aldo versus Peter Yan.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to have to start doing on my weeknights after me using a pot. Like, I actually started debating with myself, like, rather than try to watch all my fights on a Sunday or a Saturday night, like, or a Sunday morning, trying to eat them out of the week so that I've actually got, like, something to watch.
I hate it. If the Leviathan's back on soon, mate, and you'll be able to watch that.
You're not going to catch me watching that shit. I didn't even let her watch it. I've cut the bloody plug off the telly if I've seen her watching that crap.
I'm just about to go for my dinner. I've just had the text, your dinner's ready in 5, so that's good to catch up, man. We'll start noting down who's going to win in the weekend's fights and then kind of assessing it the weekend after.
Sounds like a plan.
Sweet. Take it easy, bro.
Okay, okay. Well, enjoy your dinner, you fat fuck. What is it? What are you eating?
It's actually pretty healthy. It's like carrot and swede mashed potato with chicken and veg. It's pretty dull, to be honest.
Sounds terrible.
What about you? You've been shredding.
I had a mushroom wellington with roast potatoes and asparagus and gravy. Sounds just as terrible as yours, actually.
Now we're talking about what we had for dinner. Exciting. Right, take it easy.
Right, lad. Catch you later on.
Adio.
Wait.